Kesimin Vav, Sif Katan Hey. It's on page Mem Vav. Page Mem Vav, Sif Katan Hey, Berach al Hamayim v'shama sheyesh meis b'shchuna. We have a, what does that mean? The person, he makes a bracha. And then he discovers, he made Baruch HaTov HaShem Lekim Elchom Shehakol Nia B'dvaro, and then the radio says that so-and-so has died. And there is a mace in the street in the neighborhood. So what is, so what? What's the big deal? So the kid says something which we are not really familiar with in our times. The minig is lishbay chamayim shebeshchunas hamace b'bnei hasakana. This was a custom. Today we don't do this. We're not in Israel in this for many reasons, because every block, every Dalet Amos is a new neighborhood. Okay, you have, how many neighborhoods do you have here in Flatbush? And we have also Barzel. There are pipes, and if you have iron in the water that protects the water, all the pipes are metal. We once discussed this, the tkufa, that you're supposed to pour out water that's been exposed when you pass through the tkufa, the four tkufas of the year. Someone here mentioned, they still do in the assumptions, they announce the tkufa will be on this day and this time, and the reason why you announce the tkufa is that any exposed liquid that you have that passed, that's in there during that time, you pour out because of shadim, whatever these things are. So what do you do now? So you made a bracha, and the custom is the water, and well, this is very practical. We have many here. There's beautiful shums and malachim on the bottom, which we'll get to in a moment. But also the basic idea. So what do you do now? You made a bracha, and now you have a problem. You're not allowed. You do not want to consume the object upon which you have recited the bracha. Mikol makom. So he writes it very clearly. Kevan sheberach yishtem ma'at. Shaloi tehe birchasa levatala v'al yidag mipnei hasakana ki shoymer mitzvah lo yedar davara. Very big issa. Now not to drink, it's a bracha levatala, it's an issa deraisa, v'lesisa shem Hashem lakech lashav. That is much more important than a minhag. Say, at times, halacha is stronger than minhag. Sometimes we have a concept, minhag mevatal din. I'm going to get that later on today. I'll give you this, we'll discuss later on today about the minhag bisman hazeh, if there is such a minhag, if it's proper, to feed birds on Shabbos Shira. Al pi halacha l'chari, you're not. But there's a minhag, so this touches upon the issue of minhag mevatal din. But here he makes it very clear with regard to this severe iser of l'sis Hashem, Hashem l'kech l'ashav, that you should sip from the water and do not worry about the sakana. And after you drink a little bit, then yishbech hasha, you shall pour out the rest. Okay, let's go further. We're going to come to there's always base. Let's right away jump to the bottom. Okay, this has many practical nafkaminas halacha l'maisa bisman hazeh base on the bottom. Shloi tehei b'chasay levatol ayin b'ramo. The imberach hamotzi b'motzei Shabbos. If a person motzei Shabbos came home from shul and you forgot to make havdalah. You did not yet make havdalah. And now you sit down by the table and you take something to eat and you take a mezonos or you wash and you say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. I assume you wash. And washing is not so terrible. So you made it until so done. There's no bracha levatala. You wash your hands. Just make sure that you don't touch anything that's not clean. And now you're sitting down to eat. And you make hamotzi lechem in aretz. And now you realize, oh no, I did not yet recite havdalah. And you're not allowed to eat until you recite havdalah. So what is the halacha? The halacha is oichel pachas mikazayis v'achach yavul, because this is only a minhag. It's not an ikar hadin that you're not allowed to eat before you make havdalah. It's not an ikar, it's a minhag. It's a very strong minhag, but it's not an ikar din, and therefore you are allowed to, shalom aleichem, you are allowed to eat a little bit, so it's not be bracha levatala, and then you make havdalah. Okay? Another, this is a very easy halacha. Let's say it's during the 3 weeks, and you open up your refrigerator, and there's something fleishiks, there's some basar, left over some Shabbos, and you forget yourself, and during the 9 days, not meaning 9 days, didn't be an absurd, shach ha-berich ha-basar, so I made baruch ha-tashim ha-melchom shakol li ha-bidvaro, with the carbonate and a piece of meat, and now you realize, wait a minute, it's the 9 days, I'm not going to do this, so what should you do? Same idea, these are only min hagin, and the halacha of a bracha levatola is a din, a din is much stronger than a minach. So of course, those this pasha berach alabasa yitan kitzas shaloi tihei bracha levatala. Okay, now let's get a little complicated. The ayin bebirka Yosef, the im berach ala pri, the niska shaloi berach od shechianu. Let's say you make a bracha on a fruit, and it's an exotic fruit, and you are required to recite a shechianu, and you're supposed to make the shechianu before oiver la'asiyas, and before you eat the fruit, for who b'bein hametzarim, and it's during the 3 weeks, and the three weeks, you made a bracha Hashem v'chemachum by pirates, and you have not yet eaten the fruit, and now you realize, wait a minute, this is an exotic fruit which requires a shechianu. And now, but wait a minute, it's now during the 3 weeks. And during the 3 weeks, you're not supposed to be doing this. You don't make shechianus during the 3 weeks. It's only a minhag. The minhag of avelus, it's an avelus yishana, it's a lightweight avelus. And a male of Ruben and Sam, you varch shechianu, no problem. So make the shechianu, and you can even now, it's a bigger chiddush. You made bori priyo eitz, and now you're going to make a bracha for the first time. This is a bigger chiddush. The case before, it's much simpler. I have already made the bracha hamotzi lechem in aretz. Oh no, I didn't make havdalah yet. Okay, that's only a minug that you're not going to eat until you make havdalah. So you already made the bracha. Go ahead, eat. Over here, I've already made the bori parades. I can bite into the apple. Let's say an exotic fruit. I can bite into it and forget about the shechianu, because I'm not really supposed to. No, but since you've already made the bori parades, and now it's all systems go, the bracha has to be chal on the fruit, but you're also required to make a shechianu, and now it's during a tkufa when you generally do not make a shechianu, you're allowed to initiate the bracha. Start the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, shechianu v'kimonu v'genu l'zman hazeh, and eat the fruit. That's a bigger chiddush. Yivorech shechianu v'yitoyim gitzatz, v'ayin v'hagoyis ma'asham. Now this is probably the most common. This happens whether you like it or not. It does happen. It's a fast day. Okay, it's Asar B'Teves. It's Tainus Esther. It's Som Gedalia. People come home from shul. You're working at home. You're doing whatever you're doing. You're at work. You instinctively, you go and open up the refrigerator. You want to take a drink. And you just had that moment, that senior moment. And you forgot today is Asar B'Teves. At Som Gedalia. And you take something out to eat, and you make a bracha, or wait a minute, it's a fast day today, I'm not allowed, so what do you do in this case? This is a tough shot. What degree, bezman hazeh, how chomer are our fast days with regard to not eating after you've already made a bracha? Chalukadeus. It's a real tough shot. Go ask in your Rav, you're going to get different answers. This is a very, very, someone recently told me, my friend over here, he speaks over here a lot. They have a hookup over here. He spoke about this at great length a few weeks ago. It's Shaila. He gave many different examples, and there's no clear answer. And here, he's just quoting over here one opinion in the Shem Simalacha, where he says, the Im Yematainis v'shachach, this is the Marshan, Yematainis v'shachach, u'berach v'hechnes ha'echa l'soich piv,
he didn't eat it yet.
Yifloit, spit it out. Even if it's already in your mouth. Yifloit, v'lo yoichal, v'yoymar, baruch shem, k'loid malchuso, li'oilavva. The Marsham is of the opinion that a tainus is chomor, ad k'dei kach, it overrides the problem of bracha levatala. It's incredible. Because the tainus, according to many opinions, even the Dalet Taniyot, this is a very big topic. Why bezman hazeh do we fast? We don't fast. No, really, fasting, it's serious business. It comes from the Nevi'im. It's Pesukim. Tzoyim HaChamishi, Tzoyim HaRevi, Tzoyim HaAsiri, Tzoyim HaShvi. It's sanctioned by the Nevi'im. But many poskim say that even though it's true, it's sanctioned by the Nevi'im, that is bottled. After the Churban, bias, it's bottle. And the proof it's batel is because if we really fast for real, we would be required to fast at night. We would start at night, and we would observe all the laws of fasting, like Tisha B'Av, where we don't wear shoes, and we're also the Chamisha Dvarim. So how come it's manazen when it comes to Tzom Gedalia, Sar B'Teves, Shavas B'Tamas, we start in the morning, and we work, we have no problem, and anyone that needs a heter, it's the easiest thing to go to the Rav. He'll tell you, you're not feeling well, so go right ahead. Women, forget about it. Some women, some communities, women don't fast altogether. Some Hasidic communities, they don't fast, period. It's amazing. By us, it's unheard of. I mean, women, if someone's pregnant, okay, a woman who just gave birth, that's a different story. But women generally fast today, but certain communities, what's going on? The Nevi'im said you have to fast. So many Paiskim tell us that this takana from the Nevi'im, this man hazeh, is bottle. It was ended. It was only meant for a tkufa. I don't know. I'm not prepared to know the details. Why then do we do it? It's a minhag. It's a minhag to remember what used to be a takana from the Nevi'im. It's incredible chiddush. A zecher, but not an actual observance of the tainiyos that the Nevi'im instituted. You'll tell me, what are you talking about? A Navi institutes something, it's never bottled. For example, you have the... We have Arava. We learned about Arava. The whole calendar is all built on this takana that you can never have a Shana Rabbah fall on a Shabbos because you have to be mekayim the meaning of the Nevi'im. And you can't take the Arava on Shabbos because you're going to cry. Remember we learned that in the Mishnah Berurah, you're going to cry. You're not allowed to cry on Shabbos. So we have to make sure that a Shana Rabbah never falls on Shabbos. Why do we take the Arava? It's only a meaning of it's Nevi'im. That's right. It's something which the Nevi'im have instituted. Therefore, it's not bottled. It's important. That's true for Arava, but it's not true for the fast days. The fast day was only instituted l'chatchila for a tkufa, a period of time. It was not meant to be forever. And later, Chachamim have said that the Zman has expired. We continue to do Bizman HaZeh purely out of custom. Zecher. But it's a minhag. So you would say if it's a minhag, should it not fall in the category of the other minhag you mentioned above? Of eating before you recite Havdalah. The minhag during the 9 days you don't eat meat. These are also customs. And being that those are customs, if you make a bracha levatallah, which is serious business, shem shemaim levatallah, what's more important? The halacha is more important than the custom. So based upon that approach, when it comes to a tainis, it's only a minhag bizman hazeh to fast. It's not ikar hadin. If you by mistake recite a bracha, you should be permitted to swallow the food in order that it should not be a bracha levatallah. Just don't eat a shir, just a tina be'alma. It should not be a bracha levatallah. No, the minhag of fasting is in a much higher level than these other minhagim that we have mentioned. In minhagim, that's one of the most complicated issues. Minhagim have many, many layers. Some minhagim make a bracha. We recite halal on Rosh Chodesh. You make a bracha. There are minhagim take lulavdes, or there are minhagim which you make a bracha for. But there are minhagim lighting the Beis Haknes, probably the two minhagim you make a bracha for, the most common minhagim which you make a bracha are halal on Rosh Chodesh and lighting the menorah in the Beis HaKnesses. Those are minhagim, no makar to light in the Beis HaKnesses. Lighting the menorah is very shubeso. You make a bracha on a minhag. That's a very high level of minhag. Then there are lightweight minhagim. Very light. And then you have over here minhagim like fasting, which we learned from the Masham, at least his approach, it's serious. It's so serious, you say Baruch Shem and you don't. And you don't put the food in your mouth.
There's a on the back of bracha, so the old Haskin line.
Yeah.
But he says that why do you make a bracha when you eat? Because you're having hanah. If you eat treif, he says, or you eat on a fast day, there's no hanah.
Why is it?
Because it's not good for you to do it, or you will suffer from doing it. So if you eat on Yom Kippur, he says, you don't make a bracha. Because you're not supposed to eat. In other words, unless you're sick and you're
yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you're an avarian and you eat, don't make a bracha if you eat on your kippah. And on a fast day, if you eating treif or eating on a fast day, it's not throwing a bracha. Because you're not supposed to.
Okay. So that's very interesting. It's very interesting, very interesting. But you have over here in front of you a Marsham, and this is how he passes. It's safe to rely upon the Marsham. And he says a person eats on, makes a bracha by mistake on a tainis. Don't put it in your mouth. Just say, spit it out, it says. Spit it out. Ad kdei kach. Spit it out and say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Sol Yolam Vlad.
You ate something, and then 5 minutes later, you swallowed 5, 10 minutes. Ayvei.
Yeah.
What happened then? There's nothing to swallow.
It's too late. It's already done deal. You have to make Baruch Nefashos L'chayr. Yeah. Well, once it's a done deal, you can't.
What happens to the fast? Can I continue?
So I believe you do continue. You do continue. It's like it never happens. You do continue the fast. Once you break the fast, it's ready. I can now go to the restaurant and have a good meal. No, you have to continue fasting. It was a mistake. So at that moment you made a mistake, but you have to continue the fast. What?
It's rough on a cook.
Yeah, because they're preparing for the food the whole day. Yeah, yeah. Okay, let's go further. Kol ha-brachas chutz mi-ruchas ha-mazan im nivstapik, nu halacha, halacha vav. With regard to all the brachas, except for ruchas ha-mazan, nivstapik, v'hem im amamram, im o lo omram, einoi choyzer u-mavarchas, all brachas that we make b'zman hazeh only mid-rabbonon. And if it's mid-rabbonon, safik brachas l'halacha. But if it's deraisa, ruchas ha-mazan, it's a bracha deraisa, of course, I'm not sure if I benched or not. I'm not sure if I said ritzei. You must repeat the Birchas Hamazon. Zayin. Chayiv Adam Levarich B'chol Yom Mea Brachas L'Pachas. At least 100 Brachas a day. V'David HaMelech Tikein Zos. Remez Davnu Magever Hukam Oil. The words of the man who have established a yoke. Oil is Bigmatria Kuf. We have another Remez. V'samach Mena Atara V'ato Yisrael. Mo Hashem Elokecha Shol Neimach Kiim Liyira Es Hashem Al Tikri Mo Mem Hei Ela Mei A. Make a tsere under the mem, and we have a tsere, then the eri, automatically you are adding in an aleph, and then it's going to be Mea. Meyad, which are 100 brachas. Hein mei brachas. Shehein liyira es Hashem ulehava. So the goal is think about Hashem 100 times a day. It'll sink into you. Ulezichroi tamid al yidei habrachas v'rachin, and to remember Hashem constantly through the brachas which you recite. Haklolo shemishna Torah in tzad miches. The Gemara, we have another drasha. There are 98 klolos in Mishnah Torah. Uchsivit says gam kol choli v'chol maka. And then we have an additional, even though there are exactly 90, but there's an additional two which are hinted to every sickness and makah, harei kuf. So really, even though we have really 100 klolois in Mishnah Torah, therefore to counteract the 100 curses that are in Mishnah Torah, the 98 explicit, the two that are hinted with, gam kol chulim kol makol maka hatwana the kuf bracha shanim bracha b'chol yom maginois aleinu lahatzil mehen, protect us to be spared from the 100 kolos over Shabbos v'yom tov v'chein b'tainis, and Shabbos and yom tov v'chein b'tainis shechaseinim min hamei bracha. So what are you going to do? You're in trouble. You're not going to have 100 brachas mashlimim b'mash shemechavnim lebrachos lebirchos hashlech tzibur bechazoras. So you list chazoras hashatz and you answer Amen, so those Amens will count as brachas. The Chazaras Hatzilah Brachas Hakorim B'Torah V'Amaftirin V'Oinim Acharem Amen V'Gam Brachas Hanenin. You take a snack during the day. You eat and you bench, so on and so forth. So all of those add up to more than 100. So generally, if you just have kavanah when you recite, when you listen to the Shliach Tzibur, when you listen to the Aliyos and the Haftarah, you are in good company. You have much more than 100 brachas. I told you many times, one of my favorite verloch is we have every day after davening MS V'yatziv V'nochon V'kayam V'yosha V'neman V'yahov V'chav V'nechma V'noam V'nor V'adim Sugnim Kubul V'tov V'yofeh. How many vavs are there? 15 vavs. 15 times 6 equals 90. 90. And then what do we have? Hadavar hazeh. The two hays. You have the 15, the yofeh, hadavar hazeh, two more hays, which are mashlim to 100. And the Chazal say those 15 vavs plus those two hays add up to 100. And we once discussed at great length why in the world do we want to focus on 100 in between MS V'yatziv, and the explanation was that it has to do with MS. MS takes us, the difference between, I don't remember the details anymore, but Yaakov and Yisrael. You go from Yaakov to Yisrael, the bracha includes Baruch Hashem Goal Yisrael. So it has something to do with MS is what takes us between Titin MS, the Yaakov. I don't remember the details, but it has something to do with MS and Yisrael, and being that Kriyashma ends with MS and concludes with Baruch Atah Hashem Goali Yisrael, it's an appropriate place to focus on the Me'er Brachos. In more detail, I have to go back.
Candyman in
more brachas.
They gave out candy,
they're able to say, okay. More brachas. I always see on Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur, they give out psalmim. Make a bracha, bury either atzei b'psalmim, bury minei b'psalmim, depending on the time of psalmim. Really, you should say more brachas, you should mash them to 100 brachas. Okay, it's an important thing. 100 brachas. Could be, there are other examples of this 100, this idea of 100. There are other examples. Okay, let's go fight the chas. Call bracha, shem shemei mechaveru, kishoy, kishemei, baruch atu Hashem, hu oimer, baruch hu, baruch shemo. Whenever you hear a person make a bracha, you should always recite bracha, baruch shemo. Shogoy mes a bracha, tzoch lemor, amen. Perish, u perish, amen, hu, emes. What does amen mean? So we all, kel nachnam, but emes means it's true. It's confirmed. V'chan, v'libo, it's true the bracha the person made. I believe in it. Let's say you have a bracha which is a tefillah. For example, bracha Shmon Esrei min ato cholin ad hamachazir shchinus alitzion bracha sashim shalom yichan deamirasa amein l'shnei dvarim. A bracha that has a prayer, a request. And when you answer amen, you should have two things in mind. Emes hu abracha. The bracha is emes. Everything the person said that Hashem is blessed, that He has granted, He has bestowed man with intelligence, and so on and so forth, is correct. I agree to the statement, and furthermore, it's a request. Emes hu abracha v'hirotzon. And the second kavana is v'hirotzon sheyeimonu hadvarim b'mehera, that these words come true swiftly, that everything is true. And halavai, I'm also making a request that the request that this individual has made on behalf of all of us, or on behalf of himself, shall come true quickly. Uvikadish eina ela tefila la'asid, and kadish, which only a tefila la'asid. So there's nothing. There are certain types of prayers which are only, there is no statement. It's purely a request, a tefila. Yichavin rak levakasha sheya'amin hadavar b'meir. So that's the story. There are basically three types of brachas. There are brachas which are nothing more than statements. And a statement, the kavan is, it's emes. Absolutely. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech ha'olam shehakol nieh b'dvaro. Absolutely. I'm in agreement. No arguments here. I agree. Amen. Then there are brachas, atoch cholin le'odam das. It's a statement. Goyle, you give that. But also, I have a request. I have a request. Baruch atah Hashem chonein adam. Oh, there are two things to this bracha. There is a statement and a request. Your kavanah should be both. The statement, I agree. No arguments. I agree. It's emes. And this, that you've made a request, I ask you, may it come true. And then there are tfilos, yiskadal v'yiskadash me rabo. Amen. What's amen? It's a request. There's no statement. May your name become glorified and sanctified. It's nothing more than a request. There is no statement. Then the kavan is, yes, may it come true. There are many things where people say that you're supposed to answer amen. A person who's sitting shiva, when they say the proper thing to do is answer amen. Some people don't know that, but it's brought down in all the psalm. That's the proper thing. That the ovel that is on the receiving end of the hamakom, it's a bracha. You're supposed to reply with the word amen. Okay, let's see the shemesh malach on the bottom. Shemesh shemay mechaver. Ayni mishal shuvus mechaz alazar. Getting the bottom gimel. The im shama ayday telephone. Ah, this is the big shaila. Okay, this is a hot potato. Havdalah on the phone, or even for that matter, other brachas on the phone. Okay, Havdalah is one of the, it's taboo. I can't make my own Havdalah. Someone has to make it for me. Let's see. You hear someone make a bracha on the telephone, making a live bracha. We're not talking about watching a video of a wedding. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Bara L'Chvoido. You don't answer Amen when you watch a video of a wedding, because that's not a live bracha. That's an Amen Yisayim. That's Pashat. But let's say you hear on a video hookup, Skype, you watch your grandchildren make a bracha. Do you answer Amen? Okay, that's a very common shiloh today. More common than you think. People are watching their grandchildren on Skype make brachas. Do you answer Amen? Or you watch a video or a live hookup or some event. Even I was once watching a levaya for one of the gedolim. Maybe it was a Yashiv. It was a live hookup. And it was saying Kaddish. So do you answer Amen? They're saying Kaddish at a live hookup to a levaya. It's becoming more popular now. Today, all these funeral homes, they have live hookups, video hookups. You can go online and watch a funeral online. And they say Kelmole. Do you answer Amen when they make the Kelmole? So today's technology is becoming more and more of an issue.
In the old days, there used to be such a big crowds that there was a guy with a flag.
Right, that's one of the riots.
They also didn't
hear that. Exactly, that is one of the main proofs that you are required to make a bracha, in a chanami. But there, you see, you're getting into the microscope issue. What do I mean with the microscope issue? Copper cloths. Let's talk about water. Yeah, bugs in water. Okay, let's do it. And now there are many. Some posts can hold that if you see a bug in the water that's the size of a water bug, you can eat it because it's natural habitat. That's one approach. Okay, I'm not going with that approach. Let's say you hold the cane because the pipes, it's called kaolin. So let's work with that approach. Now, if you have a water bug in the water, you can't eat it, assuming because it grew in the water. But I don't see a water bug. I just see a speck. I just see a black dot. All I see is a black dot. And the black dot is moving. Yeah. And the black dot is moving. Let's say, argument's sake, the black dot is moving. Now, if you look close enough, you will find organisms, you'll find creatures. Not every, less mandapalig, you can drink that stuff. What you don't know is good for you. No one disagrees. The big issue is where you can see something. I see a black dot. I see it. There's something there. But I don't know what it is. If I take a microscope, I will discover that black dot is a bug. What is the halacha? Is that considered to be something which I can't see? Or do we say, since you see something, I need a microscope to tell you that a little legs crawling around, it's an organism, living organism, it's a sheretz, is it awesome? Chiluk ideas. There are different opinions among the poskim what the halacha is. So, now, when it comes to sound, it's the same thing. It comes like also Sefer Torah. Sometimes we're going to Sefer Torah at a distance. You see there's a problem. Something doesn't look right. Maybe yeah, maybe not. If I'll take a microscope, then I'll know exactly what's the halach. Look at this. Talk about all those other examples I was thinking about. Whatever. But they have the same issue with sound. So the case of the flags, okay, you're in Alexandria Shalom Mitzrayim, and he's shots, and he's davening. I can't hear what he's saying, but Epis, I hear something. Even in shuls where the shots is very, very low, I can't make out the words, but you can make out the sound, that there's someone there doing something. So now you need the flag to tell you, oh, now is when he said Amen. But what would be the halach in the case where you're in a shul, I hear zero, and they hold up the flag, now is the time to answer Amen. Can you make it Amen? See, in Alexandria Shalom Mitzrayim, they use flags. So the question is, why do they use flags? Does that mean it was so big, you heard nothing? I literally heard nothing. So they need the flag, or now is the time to answer Amen. Or is it the pshat? In Alexandria Shalom Mitzrayim was so big, you heard something. It just, you can't make out the exact words. So now you have the flag to indicate now is the time to recite the answer Amen. So is the Alexandria Shalom Mitzrayim a raya to the shiloh of a telephone? Not necessarily, because maybe Alexandria Shalom Mitzrayim, let's you go to Madison Garden, right? 25,000 people, no microphone. And you have a guy on the stage, on the floor, and he's talking. And you're all the way up there. Can you hear him? I don't know, maybe not. But there's a possibility that you can hear some sound, not what he's saying. That's equivalent to the black dot. That's the equivalent of the black dot. So Mitzvah Shalom Shalom is not necessarily a raya to the case of telephone shayla, where clearly you're hearing nothing. You're on another side of the world, and it's only being transmitted through some type of electricity. Let's give you a shayla over here. So that's over here. Shayla, what do you do? Basically, the chaluk ideas. Olam definitely, I think the minhag olam is you do answer amen. You can be yoytza havdol on the telephone. That's pretty much the minhag olam. And you do answer brachas that are live. If the bracha is being said live, it's accepted that you do answer amen, even though you're not observing it live. I am b'shalshuvus and chalazah dim shabbat via telephone brachas hachaver shabbat brachas b'akam. Yane amen. You should answer amen on the telephone. T'chein yachal anas kedusha baruch. You can answer kedusha baruch l'aydei shemiyah zu im hamashmihu baruch yuva u'mischavin lohoytzi es hashoymim. T'chein kaz b'shalshuvus p'nei mevin u'besef halacha l'moisha kosav tu'adin radio. Even a radio, it's not live. It's not a microphone. You just enhance the sound. But there's someone really live in front of you. Okay, you have a microphone all the way in the front of the shul. So then, if you turn the microphone, you would hear the person just low. Yeah.
Wouldn't all these be an example of a blind person? He can't see.
But the blind person, the concern is in his eyes. If he would be able to see, if you were listening to a radio, it's a technology that's bringing it to you. Yeah. You have no potential.
But it's like the telephone, so I can't sit, but a blind person can answer
me. A blind person can answer all me, and so a deaf person...
What? It should be no question. If I can hear,
yeah,
I can answer.
But it's not an analogous to the blind person who can't see. Because there's what to see. There's something happening in front of me. There's an event happening in front of me. Yeah. I just can't see it. The chasarn is in me. On a radio, the chasarn is not in me. The chasarn is in the person that's making the bracha. He's 1,000 miles away. And it's only being transmitted through some artificial technology. There's a difference here. So, cause the Huad in the radio, Hamalachas Mashmasa called the Merchagam Gagami Din Hachi Avob. So, therefore, this is what he says. He brings them in the whole list of sources that you can make a bracha over an electronic device. It's happening live, and this thing is being brought to you. And one of the rites, he said, really comes from Alexander Shalom Chaim. There you see the flags. As long as it's happening right now, you're having Kavana, Derek Kavana. The fact that it's being transmitted over distance is okay. That's the bottom line. That's the Minig Olam will make them. And he points out there's some Chalik. Not everyone is so happy with this, so obviously, my Nafkamina, we have an opportunity to hear live. It's much better to hear live than to hear it now live. Av was safe for Mishmute Yisrael. Cause of Shainim Yoitzim is Zay, they have us disagrees. It changes the sound waves. People didn't know how this worked. In ancient times, people thought that when you make a sound, it goes through a tube, and the actual sound wave, that's a whole different story. But that's a joke. That's not the way it works. Electronics, it's an artificial representation of the person's sound. Kilu mahavchem galay kol ha'adam legalay chashmal v'choyze tekef mahavchoy chazor legalay kol ha'idei tenudos ha-miv, I don't know what that word is, sheb radio. Ha-membrane? Ha-membrana? Sheb radio. The kol gadol l'chein hamachshir hakoyledes hakol doyme l'taklit shel gramophone. Like the mic gramophone, shashashmeh mimenu rak kol taklit shemeah v'loy kol adam. Herachli b'zeh b'chelik beis v'chelik gimel. So he says over here that the Shem Simon Lachal says that there's more to come. Chelik later on in Simin Ayin Zayin and Simin Kof Tes in the Kitz Shochnach will discuss this in much more detail. Okay, let's give it a dalit. So therefore, the bottom line is, like I told you, the oilam is makel, this man hazeh, the yoitze, Abdullah on a telephone, that's the minhag oilam, and the minhag oilam is also to answer amen when you hear a live bracha over a live video hookup. Many times you go to these events, they have video hookups, right? You're in one room, and it's happening in another room. all of these conventions, and they're making brachas. Simashas. So you, the minig, you're allowed. The minig olam is you answer amen. But if it's a recording, watching a video of a chasana, and you hear a bracha even with shema malchus, which you're not supposed to, which nothing you can do about it most of the time, you don't answer amen. That's an amen yisum because no one is having kavan to be mitzvah a bracha. Dalit. Tzarech lev amen. I am shalshuvus maim rabim. Mushalshuvus the dover dover. The emsal limudoi ein tzarech lahafsik lanos amen. When you're in the middle of learning, if you're in the middle of learning Torah and someone they're davening, you're not mechuyif to answer amen. Aval mehamaisa shehuva belavush binyan anis amen b'mashma. There's a mice, I don't know what the mice referring to. You're mechuyif. Okay, but basically you're saying you have really mikra, you have no chiv. You're sitting and learning, you have a shul and they're davening mincha and you're learning and you're not disturbing them. You're sitting on the sun, they're davening mincha. You have no chiv to answer amen to chazar sashatz and to kaddish. Okay, for kedusha, so you'll stand up for 10 seconds, say kedusha. Even that you're not really mechuyif. But what? Definitely not. Aleinu? Definitely not. If you're not davening, you're not part of, unless, as long as it's nikkur, that you're not part of the minyan. They're davening mincha on one side, and you're on the other side, and it's very nikkur that you're not part of their minyan, then you're not mechuyif. It's one, you come to shul, you come for a bris, right? You come to a shul, there's 1,000 people, everyone's davening, and you walk in, no one's sitting and learning on the side. And you come to the bris, right? You come in as a guest, and they're saying aleinu, you're mechuyif to say aleinu, al tivrish min atzibur. But when you have like your shul, if they're davening, you're over there, it's okay. So let's go over here. Hey, yichad v'amir yisomim, you have to be mechayim v'amir yisomim l'shnei dvarim. Ayim shalsa shuvas hilchas katalochs katanas mishin izdamim l'lanus amin al shnei dvarim. Oh, very common shayla. You're in a place where he's making a bracha, two people making a bracha at the same time on different things. And so what do you do? Amin, what do you do? How do you say amin twice? Because you're not allowed to say amin twice. Just like you're not allowed to say shma yisrael twice, shma shma, you're not allowed to say, what other examples does the Gemara give? Because it's nechsek eshtei rishios. It's one God, there's another God, chas shalom. So you're not allowed to say amen, amen twice. So what do you do? So he brings up an opinion. The best thing to say is amen ve'amen. Eravav. And then you're safe. Yichavein, aylin, bishas shuvas, halach satan, smichin, samu leilanus, amen, al shnei devarim. So the truth is one amen really is good. That's the one solution. Just answer amen once, and that works for both. If you say with the vav, that is the best thing. Amen ve amen. He emphasized that in a moment. To say amen without the vav is no good. That's problematic. That's like saying kishma shma umoidim moidim dummy umash umeshtat umeshaskin oisa. We silence this person. Sapikursis. The chazal b'vush the davka amen amen ein laanus avlim choisev havov shaymein the amen amen the amen loy dummy. That is not problematic. Loy dummy lehasam umuter. Okay, so we'll stop here with Tess. We only have one more page left to do.
People are saying Kaddish not in the same, you know, they're not in unison.
Then you yeah. Right.
Have here, you know, if he gets up the Eishmei Rabbah, he gets up the Eishmei Rabbah, something like that.
So then, yeah, that probably have to be careful how you answer how many amens. The best thing is to come to the Bima. My father, who's so machped on this, he used to make the people come to the Bima.
Right.
Come to the Bima, say it together. Rabbi Khan is there machped. I'm machped on this.
That's right.
I would say.
Still be fair. That's right.
Okay, let's stop here. Take a break.